President of Zimbabwe Robert Mugabe arrived today at an African Union summit where he will be under pressure to negotiate with the opposition after winning a one-candidate election condemned by monitors as unfair and violent. As Mugabe arrived in Egypt, regional power South Africa called for his ZANU-PF party and the opposition Movement for the Democratic Change to enter negotiations to form a transitional government. We spoke to editor of the South African Catholic Weekly, The Southern Cross, Gunther Simmermacher, who says negotiations between the two parties are the key issue deciding the future of the country.
The question now is how negotiations can be kickstarted in Zimbabwe and what conditions must be prepared for those, and on how to create such conditions which would be acceptable to both ZANU-PF and the opposition NDC. And here the non-recognition of Friday's election results and indeed strong censure from the African Union and the Southern African Development Community, I think, are key. If they do not recognize Mr. Mugabe's mandate, his hand will be weakened. And if they do recognize Mr. Mugabe's patently false mandate, it seems that South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki is arguing that it should, rather bizarrely, then Mugabe obviously is going to dictate terms which will not be acceptable to the MDC. So to find common ground, I think, is going to be the big challenge, rather than discussing whether sanctions or peacekeeping forces are going to be applied to the crisis in Zimbabwe.